Inpatient Behavioral Health Services. This module of the toolkit serves to provide information necessary for establishing or improving your organization's behavioral health access program with a focus on inpatient services. The objectives for this module are to learn about behavioral health and why it matters, gain information about growing the inpatient component of your behavioral health access program, learn about special considerations and vetting inpatient providers, and explore common barriers to care and issues related to continuity of care. If you have already completed the Outpatient Services module of the toolkit, you may notice some overlap of information in this module. Though this may seem like an oversight, we assure you that it is very much intentional. The reason for this overlap is that both outpatient and inpatient services components of your behavioral health access program are likely to be stronger and more effective if they are both built on the same foundational understanding of what behavioral health is and is not. By reinforcing this understanding throughout all levels of the behavioral health access program, we have the opportunity to reduce stigma associated with help seeking and normalize behavioral health as human health. So, before we move on, let us briefly review what is meant by the concept of behavioral health. As this image shows, behavioral health, which is commonly referred to as mental health, is comprised of multiple components that come together to make each of us who we are. It includes our external behavior, our emotions, our relationships with self and others, and our ability to deal effectively with responsibilities and stress. It also includes any symptoms that we may experience physically and/or psychologically. Each component can influence the others. Though this can feel like a negative thing, such as when we get a bad night of sleep and it seems to make everything worse the following day, it more often than not is a good thing. Positive changes we make in one area typically make us more resilient in others. We encourage you to take a moment to reflect on this conceptualization of behavioral health and how it relates to your life. Are there areas where you're really satisfied? Are there areas that could use some improvement? Regardless of your answers, we can guarantee you, you're not alone. People are constantly fluctuating to some degree in all areas. It just means we're all human. Now that we've reviewed what behavioral health is, let us also briefly review what it is not. We won't belabor the point too long, as your participation in this training proves that you are approaching the topic of behavioral health with an open mind. However, this isn't the case for everyone. Though behavioral health is as old as mankind itself, our collective understanding and treatment of it has not always been the best. For too long, behavioral health has been stigmatized, feared, or ignored. This is particularly true among first responders and other cultures who pride themselves on mental and physical strength, courage, and self-reliance. These are admirable qualities, but sadly, an overemphasis on these qualities has left many feeling broken, weak, incompetent, ashamed, or stupid for experiencing natural human emotions due to the extremely challenging experiences they have serving on the front lines of the modern-day world. We are here today to change that narrative. We are here to let first responders know that it is completely understandable that they would be impacted by the immense demands placed upon them by the nature of their professions. But there is hope. Hope for a better future. Even for those experiencing the most severe or disabling symptoms, it may feel dark, heavy, or lonely, but none of these things has to become a permanent state of existence. There are others out there who have also felt the weight of those same demands before, but they are still here, living testaments that with the right support, first responders can heal and get back to enjoying fulfilling, purpose-guided lives. As we continue with this module, we will repeatedly emphasize this message as it is of particular significance when we are helping team members who may require inpatient behavioral health services.